The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Tax Mass Show this week. It is Saturday, March 19th. And for those of you that may still not know, we've got a second show that comes on tomorrow morning there in Houston at 7 a.m. Same station, KSEV, AM 700. And the focus of the show on Sundays is always syndication math. So for those of you that may be one of the crowd that's turning to real estate private partnership syndications, you'll want to listen to that particular show, and you'll learn more about the math involved and how we assess the different investments. But anyway, welcome to this week's show. I hear the weather is lovely there in Houston, and or at least that's what somebody told me on a call yesterday. So for those of you that used to listen to Marvin Zindler talk about go to the park, go fishing, or do whatever makes you happy, I hope you're able to do that today or tomorrow. And I guess for some of you, it meant a trip to the George R. Brown today to attend the Real Estate Investor Radio Show that Self-Made Millionaires Organization puts on. I'm sure you listen to that show on a daily basis, and as much as you can take before tuning out. But in any event, my sources that were there tell me that it wasn't quite as well attended as it has been in the past, which that doesn't really surprise me, because more and more people are realizing that they can invest in this multifamily real estate private partnership space without plunking down the $20,000 membership fees and having to put up with assorted cancellation policies where you might be canceled as others are. And it's interesting what's going on even as we speak. There's an effort to cancel one of the most successful syndicators in the history of lifestyles, and I think all I can gather is it's because he left the program instead of the program canceling him. It sure seems to be the case, and there's some interesting stuff going on that would seemingly defy the securities laws, among other things. But hey, I'm not an attorney. I just know that when you start raising money and you're not in control of a certain project, you're outside the bounds of what that capital raise might be used for. And I'm watching with interest. I've got more than a few clients in this endeavor, and I'm very interested in just how far a Self-Made Millionaires program will go to silence and castigate one of the most successful syndicators in the history of that program. In any event, I want to just say one more thing. I say every week, when you hear things on this show or any other show, don't go execute the strategy without speaking with your own investment advisors to make sure that the strategy indeed fits your objectives, your current facts and circumstances, etc. I know nothing about the people the folks that are hearing the sound of my voice, unless you're already a client, and I have no idea whether the general rule will apply in your case. It always intrigues me when I hear things on the radio. And sometimes if you actually look up the Internal Revenue Code section, or you check the real estate law involved, depending on where it's at, you may come to realize, and it's not just on the radio, by the way, you might, when you go to the weekend workshops of assorted real estate programs, you might be surprised to learn that, you know, some of those strategies were relevant 5, 10, 15, maybe 20 years ago, but they haven't been in a long time. And so you just have to consider everything you hear as being a possibility, but it may or may not be something that you should do. So in any event, I want to talk about a couple of things today. I was listening to the show in front of mine, and since it is Real Estate Expo weekend, I wanted to just go over some things that I heard. I heard it, I'm going to say in black and white, even though it was over the radio, talked about just before my show came on. And I just want to comment on a few things, because to me this is so obvious, because I've been around the program that this these advice issues and strategies emanate from. And it's like I've said several times before on the air, you know, I never worked at Farmers Insurance, but as their commercial series goes now, I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two, and I will call out the nonsense that I hear at times. And I'm going to consistently keep inviting anyone from that organization like to come on my show, and let's debate the merits of the, I'm not going to call it advice, I'm going to call it the sales pitch that's being made that involves bad advice. And I'm going to remind you, I'm going to say it several times probably today after I talk about certain points, as Red Adair, the infamous Houston-based oil well firefighter, once said, you think professionals are expensive, just try the amateurs. And boy, do I hear a lot of amateur tax. I'm going to leave it to the tax advice. I'm not going to say much about the real estate advice. I'll stipulate, fully stipulate, that program knows a lot about real estate, although you got to kind of question some of the stuff they say, because they say stupid stuff like this on tax matters. And I'm going to tell you right now, in fact, I just Googled lottery winnings after forgetting about old lottery ticket, and I'm amazed. I saw an article this week that referred to a gentleman, I believe he was in Illinois, that won $8 million 6 months or more ago and didn't remember it or didn't understand it was his ticket until here this week. That's peanuts. When I'm looking at the list that's come up, here's one. Man nearly forgets winning a $273 million lottery ticket. March of 2019. Mega Millions. New Jersey. Unemployed New Jersey man. And then here's others. Yeah, there's $16 million. Here's an $8 million one. Just keep going down the list. There's more than a few, which is kind of hard to believe. But anyway, the only reason I'm bringing that up is the tax advice I just heard less than 30 minutes ago would be akin to you winning the lottery if you didn't do it, but you wouldn't find out about it. So if you moved ahead, cashed out your 401 or IRA like self-made millionaire and his cronies insist, it's effectively the amount of money that you are giving up from your family's net worth over the next 30 years. Forget about just this year. That's all they seemingly have the ability to focus on. They seem to think that $95,000 going to the IRS out of 350, that's the end of it. And so, you know, you're going to make so much money. Come on, spend the 20 grand to join us. You won't miss $95,000. And they know full well that you're also giving up the cash flow stream. Remember, that's one of the five reasons that they promote investing in real estate is cash flow. How much cash flow you think you're going to get from the $95,000 you give to the IRS over the next 30 years? Or how much equity capture? That's another thing. How much equity capture are you going to get when you send $95,000 to the IRS? This is insane, the advice that I hear day after day after day, and I will keep talking about it, and I'm still going to hold the door open. Any of you self-made millionaire cronies, I'm going to say radio sidekicks, etc., come on my show. Give me an hour on your show. You come on my show, and we'll visit the math so that your members fully understand what they're doing to stunt their growth when it comes to financial freedom. And I'll suggest to you that if you know how to execute under the Internal Revenue Code, I can help you double your financial freedom. Why wouldn't you want your membership to have that if you're a self-made millionaire? I got no idea. And before you say, well, maybe he's not aware, oh no, I've had the conversation. Took me a long time, several hours, to get him to the point where he understood. And then all he could care about was, well, how much are you making? That's all he cared about. Didn't care a thing about the membership's net worth, et cetera. And so I gave up at that point. I removed myself from that program and generate more business now than I ever did because I know how to deliver twice the financial freedom. In any event, we're at a point. Let's take a break here. We'll be back here in about 2 or 3 minutes to the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to this week's Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross. And for those of you that may be looking for an exit that's overdue, perhaps you joined the wrong program and you're realizing that the daily sales huff that you hear on the air, or you hear it loudly and often from the front of the room if you're attending case studies or classes, you're realizing that those stories are anomalies. It's not the mainstream, and you really don't get much help in picking which tax or which real estate private partnerships to join to meet your objectives. And so in any event, if you're interested in working with us, it's basically what we do. We try to help you understand the math for what you're going to sign up for. And, you know, it's amazing the different throughputs that exist if you understand how to review and find all the little gotchas that are in the what I call the deal doc stack. That would be your investment summaries, your private placement memorandums, your operating agreements. The snakes are buried in the weeds, and unless it's something you do often, you won't realize that even on someone you've invested with many times, you might have a deal that the structure changes entirely, or the assumption set. And you know, I see people that advertise, 4X equity multiples, and they kind of mention that, oh, that's over 10 years, once they throw some enthusiasm in between, because 4X, that's twice what we're looking for. It's just we're looking for it over 3.5 to 4 years, not 10. Big difference. And so you need to understand things like that. You also want to understand is the syndicator possibly overpaying? It's easy to do in today's market. It's a seller's market. And when you've got significant fees being clipped on day zero, which would be at closing, why wouldn't you pay more? You know, I heard Grant Cardone on a YouTube video recently say that he was basically proud of the fact that he overpays so the seller would come back and do another transaction with him later. Boy, I'll say, why wouldn't the seller, right, do that? And, of course, would Cardone matter when he's got 35% promotes, which are overrides, 35%? And then assorted fees that are worked in. Well, of course not. He's going to go buy as many as he's got people to put the money up. You know, that makes sense. But in any event, so I want to just mention a few other things before we move on to tax math that I heard earlier today that I can't get out of my head because it is so backwards. It's like everything else you hear on the daily radio program for Self-Made Millionaire, half of it's absolute baloney. Half of it has a modicum of truth. You just don't know the difference unless you've been around that organization 20 years like I was. And most of my clients, or a lot of my clients, are still members of that platform. So that's how I know, for instance, that today's event was not as well attended as events in the past, not even close, apparently. One of my clients was amazed at how empty the George R. Brown was. But you're not going to hear about that. It's kind of like the antithesis of the Trump rally, you know, where the media won't tell you how many are there because it's so high. Well, you're not going to hear it on the radio here because it's so low. But whatever. I'm going to tell you, if you got the extra 20 grand laying around, go join that program, because I'm going to show you, I'm going to help you exploit the merits of it. It has merits. There are some good things. Once you get past the amateur tax advice and some of the other things that they are a little bit foggy on, a little bit fuzzy when it comes to the math, and of course you're going to hear many times, just like on the show just before mine, that you can't control your money with a 401k plan or IRA. And I want to be clear, that may be true for those folks that are saying this, their experience. What I've learned is that Self-Made Millionaire and others in that camp never had significant retirement money, or if they did, they never understood they had other options because nobody would tell them. All they heard loudly and from the front of the room repeatedly was, well, we cashed ours out. Well, again, I don't know, stupid or insane, you take your pick. I'd like to think that people, that didn't know better shouldn't be blamed necessarily, but somebody needs to take responsibility. When I hear that we're retiring people one investor at a time, I'm thinking, no, you're not. You're sending billions of dollars to the IRS one investor at a time. And I am salvaging those retirements, and we're not, I'm not nearly as boastful as to the amount, but I know it's in excess of $1 billion now. If you look at the lotteries that people effectively are winning, if you look at my illustration there at the bottom of the baplanner.com website, you're going to see that on a $350,000 account, which that's many of the members that join these old school, I'm going to call them travel agent type membership platforms. Who buys their tickets from a travel agent anymore? Well, same thing with investing in real estate private partnership syndications. No need to. We've got access to syndicators directly or through other non-membership fee required platforms that execute crowdfunding options. And you may not get past the common refrain that you'll hear at the free workshop. By the way, the free workshop As Chris Christopherson's Me and Bobby McGee song says, you know, freedom's not worth much, or something to that effect, but it's free. Okay, so I'm going to suggest to you, when you go to any free workshop, you know, regarding changing your life, I'm going to suggest to you, there's a lot of it that is good for the guys giving the workshop, but never good for you. And you won't find that out, unfortunately, because you don't have the perspective of many, many years watching how these groups are organized, how they present, et cetera. But in any event, that act of you cashing out your $350,000 401, if you look down at the bottom of that homepage on baplanner.com, you will see where the I'm going to use the term that the gentleman used, the host today, he referred to FOMO, fear of missing out, as if that's some new term, right? He just found out about it, I suppose. And it's ironic, it's not FOMO. It's really, in his case, he too took out his 401, very proud of it. Well, that's called COMO. And what you've got is the cost of missing out. So you didn't understand, Mr. Radio Host, that you could have done something else and still controlled your money and still participated in real estate without sending a $95,000 check to the IRS on day one to get started out of a $350,000 401. And if you look at the bottom left corner, the fifth key metric, you will see that you would have won the $25 million lottery, almost to the dollar, if you had kept your money and invested that $95,000. Remember, you're doing this for financial freedom. Why would you want half the financial freedom that you could get by investing $95,000 instead of sending it to the IRS? Right? Is the IRS going to give you any money back over the years? No. They still pay zero. Last time I checked, 0% rate of return. This is so simple, and yet it doesn't matter to people that already have the money. That's the problem with self-made millionaire. He says it himself. He's a self-made millionaire. Well, what does he care about your net worth? He cares about selling you a membership. And if you do good, in spite of the hurdles you'll be presented with as part of the group, great, you'll be on the radio at some point. It's just when you look at the 50,000 members, which I heard that number today, and I'm not going to quibble with that, whether it's 10,000 or 50,000, it's somewhere in between. It's not anywhere near the majority of members. And when I hear self-made millionaires say that they retire their average member in 2.5 years, literally, he said that on the air, somebody needs to take him to task on that, because never once did he explain how much money you had to work with or ask you. Never once did he ask, how do you define retirement? How would he know he can retire you in 2.5 years? It's more insanity and it's more sales huff. And I'll tell you right now, if you want to know how many years it'll take, go to beaplanner.com, fill out the intake forms. I will show you in live living color. Look down at the bottom of the homepage again. I'm going to show you chart 1 and 2, when you're going to be able to retire and how much money can be generated. I'm a fan, by the way, of real estate private partnership syndications. I just don't like the bad tax advice, the amateur hour that comes on every day that continues to say it's a good strategy to cut loose, you know, 30 to 50%, depending on where you live in the country and how much income you're making, of your family's net worth. And I don't care how many times you say it. I heard a self-made millionaire recently say, well, I've been saying it for 30 years. It must be true. Well, no, it was no more true back 30 years ago, or actually 20 when I first made you aware. No more relevant, no more correct 20 years ago than it is today. It's still wrong. It's insanity, and you are costing your membership billions of dollars that are going into the IRS's coffers because of the strategy. So in any event, COMO, cost of missing out, when you turn left, you should have turned right. You should have executed under an optimal tax code. And it's interesting, tax code advantages are one of the five reasons why this organization promotes real estate, and yet they blow it right out of the chute by suggesting that you yank your 401 funds out as if the 401 is not an integral part of your wealth creation in a scenario where you don't have to pay the IRS to control it. And in fact, it not only represents the ability to not pay the IRS to get control, it's also the best possible vehicle that we can execute a Roth conversion. And I always hear, when I hear self-made millionaire talk about, cashing your 401 out, they always indicate, well, you know, the problem is, and I agree, by the way, you don't know how much of your retirement funds somebody else owns, i.e. the government. So we're going to show them, we're going to beat our chest loudly and send a huge check to the IRS, and then you're out of their clutches. You're not going to have to be bothered with dealing with the government. And that's, again, it's 180 degrees the other way, just like a lot of the other advice you hear on the show. You are setting a date. I want to be very clear. You're setting a date with the IRS for every 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 years down the road where you're going to pay tax on a tsunami of income. You're not going to 1031 it. I know I hear that. It was talked about again today. 1031s are for single family type investments. Maybe. Depends on whether you can comport with some of the rules, which don't ever seem to get discussed, on the radio. But it'll diminish the fruit of the 1031. But bottom line is, you got 80 or 180 partners in a partnership. You are not 1031-ing or doing a tax-free exchange on that endeavor. And I understand you can write off other losses on your other properties against the gain on that transaction that exits, but you know, that means you got to go buy more. I thought part of the reason we were investing in multifamily was so we could live off the cash flows. And now you're telling me, oh, the gain's so big, you're either going to pay the tax or you need to go buy one or two more transactions in the same year. You got to time it right to get the massive depreciation deductions that I heard earlier on the air today. Let me tell you something. That is easier said than done if you're buying two or three of these real estate private partnerships all at the same time, as an example. You're not going to get any of those losses in the first year or two or three or four, maybe longer. You're only going to get them once you exit the property. Then you'll have a gain, hopefully, tax gain. You may have a tax gain with very little cash flow, though, depending on circumstances. But bottom line is, then you can utilize the losses that we're carrying forward at that point. Okay, we're going to take another break. When we get back, we're going to talk about Roth conversions. It's a hot topic. I get more emails and questions about that every week, especially when you pair it up with real estate private partnership syndications. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross.
People always coming up to me and asking, what's your secret? With all you do, your attitude just seems to be so good. How do you keep it? Well, I'm not the Dalai Lama, but I'll try to offer up a few words of advice. You better get to living, giving. Don't forget to throw in a little forgiving and love along the way. You better get to knowing, showing a little bit more concern about where you're going. There's a word unto the wise. You better get to living.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BePlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BePlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
I am seeking
reacher. You are a reacher, so reach down. Reach out and lead me, guide me and keep me in the shelter of your care each day.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. I guess I need to let Dolly finish there. By the way, doesn't she have some great songs? I've had more comments since we started working some of her music into the bump music, and I've got a few more I'm working on. But anyway, by the way, I wanted to mention just one last time, I'm going to refer to the Real Estate Expo today, and apparently there was some a presentation or two that talked about the inability for you to get tax deductions with your IRAs or 401s, and all I can tell you is I'm not going to go into it again on today's show. You absolutely get the benefit of those deductions if you have to pay tax at all. And of course, the self-directed 401 trust does not file an income tax return. We file an information return where the approximate values are reported. So I'm going to ask you, think about this logically, and I don't understand why other CPAs don't understand this, but they don't. Trust me, I see it on a daily basis. Let's see, I'm just looking at a text that came in. By the way, you can send me a text to 713-501-0195. I try to watch it. If I can work it in, I'll do so. In any event, there was no presentation today. There was back when I would attend. I gave presentations that were always standing room only because this topic appeals to so many people. But, of course, you know, there's a little bit of an issue with self-made millionaire when many people show up for somebody else's classes as his. So I, you know, understandably, I wasn't invited back after a couple years ago. But bottom line is, I hear more CPAs say they again, cash out your IRA, cash out your 401. That is insane. Absolutely insane. Okay, so now let's talk Roth conversions. It seems like I never get started until about 10 minutes left in the show. So this time we're going to hit it. We're going to get through it. And I'm going to do it in the context of real estate private partnership syndications because that's what my clients do, and that's where the biggest benefit is. And it's interesting, the whys and wherefores. And when I finish explaining this, if you're sitting on the fence, and I'm going to say, I'm not going to call it FOMO. That's a stupid term for why someone might not take action. I think you're paralyzed at times with doubt because you know that half of what you're hearing is baloney, right? So you're trying to figure out which half. And by the way, I'll have that phone call with anybody that would like to ask me. I know the ins and outs of assorted real estate membership. Again, quote, travel agent, end quote, platforms. Be happy to have that conversation with you. And you may be amazed at how I will suggest you actually join some of them. Because, again, if we can salvage the $25 million that they would have you forego on a $350,000 account, then we will take advantage of the options at times for investing in real estate. And I agree with something that Self-Made Millionaire said on one of the cut-ins today, on the show before mine, that, you know, he doesn't invest with people he doesn't know. Well, how are you going to do that? When you join an organization, does walking around a room, working a room and shaking a hand with one of 250 or 300 syndicators like they do at the expo today, I assume they did that again, does that mean you know them? I don't think so. I think you would probably like to, or you would enjoy having their perspective from someone that does may have seen how they perform, or speak to one of my clients that might know. I mean, that's the beauty of, it's not just their group. Hey, my group has some cross pollination when it comes to having experience with prior syndicators. And I absolutely agree. You know, it's very difficult for you to trust the credibility. And then it gets even murkier when you see, you know, the Self-Made Millionaires platform going after one of the most successful lead partners in their history. And I don't know the gentleman involved, never talked to him, never emailed him, but I know the people on the other side of the fence, and I'm here to tell you, I would pick that guy as being the one that's most nearly correct, and I think that a judge will probably find that as well, because if you just look at how Self-Made Millionaires platform is going after this guy, they're breaking, I think, some of the basic rules when it comes to LLC law and indemnifications that may be in place, and I just find it remarkable that many of the members, just because, you know, they were told, hey, you should sign up for this group that's trying to take over this gentleman's partnerships, I'm surprised they're not thinking about what might come back the other way, how they might be sued because they're doing something that is outside the bounds of what's allowable with, you know, with LLC partnership law and securities laws, et cetera. But that's an aside, and I'm going to tell you that, you know, as I heard Self-Made Millionaires say today, and I'm of the same mind, that, you know, true credibility is built with hardship. And when you see how this gentleman is reacting, he may be guilty. I have no idea. I don't think so, though, because I see what he's doing to abate the fears of lenders and investors, and all I see is there seems to be a big snowball in motion to run him over and take away his partnerships. And it's really a shame that that's how this group would approach it. But that said, that's how they approach things. They have the right to cancel you, flip your membership receipt over, and read that part. And then I've had clients that have ended up in litigation with this group. I can just tell you, they're not as pure as the driven snow as you might think. All that said, I'm rooting for them. I like them bringing more members in, because those folks eventually hear the Be a Planner show, and then they start to question, well, gee, why would I let go? It's usually one of the spouses or the other. It's never male or female. It's more of a financial thing. It's like, why are we sending 30 or 40% of our net worth to the IRS, and then somehow they run into someone at one of the platforms that has used our services, and they figure it out. In any event, so Roth conversions and real estate private partnership syndications, it's a twofer, and I mean it is a big-time twofer when you look at the ability to convert your current pre-tax funds. So this is something you're not going to hear as one of the tax code advantages on shows like the one that was on before mine. They don't understand the optimization. What I'm getting ready to tell you about is absolutely optimizing a Roth conversion. Now, I'm going to ask you, would you rather convert a pre-tax account over to Roth while it's sitting at Charles Schwab or Fidelity or Vanguard, UBS, go down the list, when a dollar is worth a dollar? Why? Because you can very easily trade those shares, mutual funds, stocks, bonds, whatever, in the public market, and you know when you go to bed every night what the value, the fair market value of a dollar is, and it's usually a dollar. Now, contrast that with investing your money in real estate private partnerships after we've rolled those funds over to a 401 trust, self-directed 401 trust, where you control your money, you can invest in real estate, and you can retire or do whatever makes you happy. The old Marvin Zindler sign-off again, right? And for some reason, the Self-Made Millionaire group does not understand. They would rather you cash your money out and pay the tax. I don't get it. I thought they were about financial freedom. I thought they were about retiring investors, one investor at a time. But apparently, they don't feel like they've achieved enough unless they fund the government big time. Billions of dollars going to the IRS from these guys, right? And so in any event, what we're going to recommend is if you truly want to remove the government from the ownership of your retirement funds, and you're interested in investing in real estate. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not interested in controlling your money to invest it in real estate private partnership syndications, you need to turn the radio off. And don't call me, because I don't want to talk about you want to invest in oil wells or you want to invest in a coffee shop, that's not the same. Real estate has significant tax advantages. Yes, they actually have that part right. They just don't know what they are, in spite of my doing my best over the last 20 years to communicate that. But a lot of people get it, and those are the ones that work with us, and those are the ones that we then go past the tax strategy to where we're helping them assess real estate private partnership syndication documents so they can understand, if I've got five transactions here I'm looking at, which one dilutes my capital the least amount, okay? Because that's what it comes down to. When you put a dollar or $100,000, as the case may be, into a private partnership, how much of the money actually goes to acquiring the asset, the property, versus how much ends up in the back pocket of the syndicator or lead partner or sponsor, et cetera, day zero at closing? How much is being wired to those folks as they're walking out of closing? And I'm going to help you understand that in advance. And of course, it's all based on pro forma information. That's all we have before a property's been acquired. And I'll help you understand what that translates to. But in any event, let's see, let's take our last break. We'll be back here in a few minutes with the Be a Planner Tax Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
Yes, indeed. Big Dreams. And that's a song that Dolly released here just a couple months ago in January. And I'm not never been a huge Dolly fan, but I tell you, I like that song. Okay, so back to Roth conversions. So you've made the decision. You want to control your money. You like what you're hearing from whatever source you're listening to about real estate private partnership syndications, but you don't want to cut loose of a massive chunk of your family's net worth, unless you're going to get something tangible for it. And I'm going to suggest the thing you want to look at is, once you've rolled over to the self-directed 401 trust, once you've invested in real estate private partnership syndications, now's the time to look at doing your Roth conversion. And the reason is because we get significant discounts in valuing private company investments for purposes of not just Roth conversions, but for other issues. So, you know, when I say significant discounts, I'm talking about 50% to 70%. In assorted discounts, if you look at the private placement memorandum, in every opportunity that you're going to have come along, you're going to see a list of 20 to 25 risk factors that are mandated. The SEC mandates that attorneys that draft these syndication documents, they must include them to give you some idea of, you know, what you might experience. And, of course, you know, these are the same risks that virtually apply to the home you live in or to other real estate investments. They're nothing new. They may be things you hadn't thought about, but they're things you've already encountered in life. And if you understand how real estate, rental real estate, investment real estate works, where, you know, you've got the inability to just go refinance it on a whim. You may not be able to refinance it when you want. You may not be able to sell it when you want. In these partnerships, you can't sell your interest in that partnership until the partnership concludes. So there's no stock market or exchange that you can go sell your owner interest in. That's a big discount when you compare it to a share of Apple or Exxon or whatever, where you could liquidate it later today. Well, not today. It's Saturday, but you know, Monday. And then the other thing is you've got a huge, again, another 20-25%, like the liquid or lack of liquidity is 20-25% discounts. You've got another one for lack of majority control. When you own less than 1% of a real estate private partnership, or for that matter, less than 10 or less than 51, you don't control anything. You may not even get a vote. If I remember right, Grant Cardone's transactions, he doesn't allow anybody to vote but himself. I'm pretty sure that's what I recall seeing when I reviewed last one of his. But that's something we accept. In fact, that's something I think we welcome as those of us that are north of age 60. We don't want to have to get out of bed every morning and go check on or otherwise run those multifamily assets. And so in any event, I would suggest to you that those discounts play right in our hands of actually achieving a scenario where we've taken the government out of our life when it comes to retirement plans. And by the way, the Roth 401, which is part of every 401 trust that we create, is not subject to the UDFI tax. And I'm not going to explain UDFI. I'm just going to tell you the same investment that your IRA makes. You could invest an IRA, even a Roth IRA, and your Roth 401 or your pre-tax 401, either one, into the same transaction. The IRA, I don't care what kind of IRA it is, will pay a second layer of tax. We're talking about one the IRA pays, not when you take the money out. You're going to pay that one too, by the way, but the 401 does not pay tax on real estate gains while they occur within the 401. You will pay money when you take any amount out, but you're only going to pay tax. I'm sorry, you'll pay tax when you take any money out, but you're only going to pay tax on the piece you take out. And I'll tell you, from having modeled it, there's very little difference, if any, between you taking $100,000 to $150,000 a year, which is where I would suggest most of our clients fit, after tax, by the way, to live on, versus taking or paying a tsunami in tax every 5, 6, 7, 8 years after you've ripped the Band-Aid off and paid the first $95,000 on $350,000. So what I'm trying to tell you is it's no worse, and it's usually better on the annual tax reporting once you start taking money. And before you start taking money, it's not even close. And I'll show you that on the illustration that will run given your facts and circumstances if you will fill out those intake forms. But in any event, so with respect to the conversion of a pre-tax account to Roth, let's call it on $100,000 since the math's easy, and I can do that without a calculator here in my head. If we're able to get 50 to 70% in discounts, let's just pick the midpoint. There's a 60% discount on a $100,000 rollover invested in these private company real estate partnerships will be worth somewhere, after the 60% discount, $40,000. So I'm going to ask you again, when do you want to convert your pre-tax to Roth? When it's worth $100,000 while it's sitting at Schwab, or when it's worth $40,000 when it's in a transaction that you and I both understand will come back? Okay, at some point. And so, in any event, it's more of a book accounting, and it's the SEC's mandated risk factors that give us those discounts. It's a beautiful concept that will save you a ton of money versus the rip the Band-Aid off approach that self-made millionaire likes to talk about. And, you know, it's a lot more money. Not just the tax, but it's the next 30 years that you're foregoing a cash flow, which, again, I thought they were about cash flow. That's one of the things they talk about, equity capture. You can't equity capture something when it's gone in the IRS trash can now, can you? So I'm going to suggest to you that if you really want to execute successfully with one of the old school, quote, travel agent, end quote, platforms, we'll help you do it. And we'll help you achieve twice the financial freedom that they only talk about. They can't get there from here because it's mathematically impossible when you've given away 30 to 40% of one's net worth. So there you go. We got through it finally, the entire Roth conversion discussion. And if you want to learn more about what that looks like with your facts and circumstances, again, go fill out the client intake forms at the top of the Be A Planner website. You'll see a link and then schedule a call. There's a call scheduling link right next to it. Be happy to discuss your illustration with you where you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe you're looking for that off ramp. You haven't ever heard what I'm discussing. And there are qualifications. Not everybody qualifies to do a 401 trust. I'll explain that on our call, but it's not quite as prohibitive as you might think. And it's a beautiful thing when the same rules that apply to the 401k plan at Exxon, as an example, apply to your single employee plan, and you will win all the major votes, the discrimination testing, etc. You'll always win them because it's only one person. So in any event, well, listen, I've enjoyed this week's show. We'll be back next week. It's always interesting listening to the other shows, and I just want you to get the most bang for your buck. And we will be doing some training ourselves here soon, probably after the April 15th tax deadline, to help fill the gap on qualifying for these investments. And by the way, for those of you that would like to have us take a look at your tax preparation this year, go to the Be A Planner website, intake forms on that page. I believe it's the third form and fourth form if you have a trader business. You actually ought to submit them all. The more we know, the more we can do planning for you, which is really what we focus on. But we do have capacity to handle more tax preparation if we need to. So would love to take a look at that for you and see how we can help you, not just with preparation, but also with tax planning. Okay, well, thanks for listening today. Let me know if you have any questions. info@npross.com. Or a text to 713-581-0195. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be A Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEV.